Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's getting very quiet here for a second. How are you doing? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm telling you, it's a year back from Jenny Gibson Tiffany in 1988. I love 1988.
Okay, the biggest smackdown of 1988 was between Tiffany and Debbie Gibson for the title Queen of Pop.
I would have liked to see them fight in a sort of 80s way, lots of lace and seamless leather gloves.
Oh, that's pretty wild. That's like a lot of people's wildest dreams.
Let 16-year-old Tiffany was the first to make it big in Britain.
Still to the end, that's what they say when we're together. And what time you play?
I seriously like this. Oh God, what was that song? It was,
we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another, saying, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and I stumble to the ground and then you say, I should put a long night. It doesn't seem to be anyone alive. I think we're alone now, feeling like it's just on the other side.
Tiffany was, and this is no offense to Tiffany, she's offensive to Tiffany, she's a molder. She's the only American to call a molder. She's got a kid, funny girl kid, you'd see hanging around going, oh my God, at the shopping mall.
I love Tiffany. She became successful because she sang in shopping centers.
That must be a United Ball Mound Bill Center.
The Bullring Shopping Centre had never seen anything quite like it. Police and security officers were taken by surprise when more than 4,000 fans crowded in to see Tiffany, the 16-year-old star whose first single went to the top of the American chart, beating Madonna, Michael Jackson and Bruce Springsteen for the number one slot.
Thank God.
Teenagers.
little girl, make them look like Gabby. Unlike the teenagers of today, I did not have a body. I did not have a waistline to show off. She would write 8, 10, 12 songs every day. One night I woke up in the middle of the night and I found Deborah out of her bed and I didn't see her in the room. And I get up and I look around and where is she but in the bathroom, sitting in the tub with her comforter, her blanket in the tub, so she made herself a nice little comfy spot with a candle burning and she was writing music. She was writing songs. I think I'm pretty sick of hearing obscene references to Shake Your Love, because I wrote it as, you know, I can't shake my love for you. I can't get rid of this feeling. All the right TV years and today, radio personality, you know, saying, you know, yeah, I was shaking my love to one of your songs the other day, and I was all pleased, like I haven't heard that one before. Hello, I am Laura, and she is
Debbie Gibson,
and we are here to talk about
your career.
In 1988, I became the youngest artist in music history to write, perform, and produce a number one hit, which that record hasn't been broken to date, which amazes me. I've been waiting for one of these, like, handsome kids to come along or something, you know. I now meet 17 and 18-year-old girls and think, I cannot believe, you know, the chutzpah I had at that age. I mean, I look at them and I think that, that's insane that I was calling the shots at that age.
Debbie and Tiffany burnt real bright for a year. I'm talking about 4 U.S. number ones and 5 top 10 hits in the U.K. But if they had a problem with each other, they weren't staying.
They got burnt out on each other with people expecting there to be something, you know, between the two of us. And I was always being asked questions about her and, you know, kind of answering not only for myself, but her.
All the rivalries that Brett kind of created were just that. They were fabricated rivalries. In fact, Tiffany's with a key dial on my cell phone. Like, a lot of people's wildest dream is to be on a concert stage and have people emulating you and singing words that you wrote, melodies that you wrote, and, you know, I can kind of say forever and ever, I had that. That happened for me.
I can see beyond my troubles.
Yeah. Okay, I got that clarity.
Thank you. Talk. Thank you. I'm Yes.
Okay, let's take the phone, brother. I'm going to roll here. Watch to it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Now my life's an empty space for honey lilies and honey flowers. Thank you.